Welcome to Unpacking iOS. My name is Jonathan Wiley, and in this week's episode, I have some tips for you on how to use your iPhone to make and receive phone calls on your iPad or your Mac. So, let's start unpacking. When cell phones were first introduced, they really only had one main function, and that was the ability to make and receive phone calls anywhere and at any time. And for a while that was great, but over time this functionality expanded to text messages and ultimately to the age of smartphones that we have today, where the phone in our pocket is actually a powerful computer that happens to have a built-in camera. I feel like we don't make as many phone calls as we used to. Text messaging or email takes care of a lot of those things that we used to pick up the phone and call people about, but there is still a time and a place for voice calls, and the iPhone does have a lot of additional functionality built in to make phone calls more convenient than ever. And that's what we're going to spend some time talking about today. If you have multiple Apple devices in your home, you can take advantage of the Apple ecosystem by sharing features between them. Apple calls this continuity. It's a way to connect your iPhone, your iPad, your Mac, and even your Apple Watch so that they can communicate with each other and help perform a variety of useful tasks. The ability to make and receive phone calls on your iPad or your Mac is just one of those continuity features, but it's a very popular one. And if you want to try this, there are some basic requirements that you need in order to make that happen. All the devices that you want to make phone calls on have to be signed into iCloud with the same Apple ID. They all need to be signed into FaceTime with the same Apple ID. They all have to have Wi-Fi turned on, and they all need to be connected to the same network using Wi-Fi or Ethernet. So to get started making phone calls on your iPad or your Mac, you need to grab your iPhone. Here you need to do some settings so that it will authenticate and allow those devices to make and receive phone calls. You do that in the Settings app. You go to Settings, Phone, Calls on Other Devices, and then toggle the switch next to Allow Calls on Other Devices. Once you have that enabled, you should see a list of all the other Apple devices that you own, presuming you have them all signed into the same iCloud account and on the same Wi-Fi network. You can choose the devices that you want to receive calls by turning on the switch next to the device name, and then you continue the setup on the iPad or the Mac that you want to use to make and receive phone calls. On an iPad, you open the Settings app, you tap FaceTime, and you turn on the option for calls from iPhone. From that point onward, you'll be able to use your iPad to make and receive phone calls so long as your iPhone is nearby and connected to the same Wi-Fi network as your iPad. On a Mac, you open the FaceTime app. You click FaceTime in the menu bar in the top left-hand corner. You choose Preferences and make sure you're on the Settings tab. Here you'll see an option that says Calls from iPhone. And if you check that box, your Mac will now be able to make and receive phone calls, again, so long as your iPhone is nearby and connected to the same Wi-Fi network. So let's say you want to make a phone call from your iPad, which has now just been hooked up to your iPhone to let you make and receive calls. So if you're using your iPad, you open the FaceTime app, you tap the plus sign in the top left-hand corner, and then you enter the phone number that you want to call and hit the return key. Next, you just tap the green audio button to make a phone call on your iPad. Another way you can do this is certain apps like Mail, Calendar, Contacts, and Safari. These apps actually are capable of automatically recognizing phone numbers. So when you're using your iPad and you see a phone number in an email or you see a phone number in Safari, you can tap on that phone number and you will see an option to make a call using your iPhone. If you tap that, you can start a call straight there from your iPad. It works a similar way on the Mac. You just open the FaceTime app on your Mac and enter a phone number into the search box and hit enter. Then click the green audio button to place a phone call. Now remember, your iPhone needs to be nearby and on the same Wi-Fi network, but once you have those things in place, your Mac can also make and receive phone calls. And just like the iPad, you can take advantage of those apps like Safari, Mail, and Calendar for automatically recognizing phone numbers inside of those apps. And if you see a phone number when you're browsing in one of those apps, you can hover your cursor over the phone number and then click the drop-down arrow that says call using iPhone. And then you can make a phone call from your Mac. Now, when you receive a call on your iPhone and you're not in a position to answer it right away, there's a couple of unique ways to decline it. On the call screen, you'll see two buttons. The first says Remind Me. Now, if you tap that when you're receiving a call, instead of the Accept or Decline button, you have the option to decline the call and be reminded to call that person back in an hour or when you leave your current location, if you have location services turned on. Essentially, what this does is it adds a reminder in the Reminders app, and it will prompt you later to call this person back later in the day. The other button on the call screen is Message. This lets you decline the call with a text message, and you can choose from one of three default messages like, sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm on my way, or can I call you later? And you can customize these options yourself by going into Settings, Phone, Respond with Text, and adding your own replies. When you receive a call on your Mac, you will see a pop-up notification in the top right-hand corner of your screen that has the caller's name or number and the option to accept or decline that call. There's a drop-down arrow in the corner of this notification that will let you add a reminder to call someone back, just like you can on your iPhone. So that's a handy option to have. And when you receive a call on your iPad, you basically get the same call screen that you get on your iPhone. So you can choose either Remind Me or Message to decline a call as you see fit. If you start a call on your Mac or your iPad and you want to switch back to your iPhone so that you can continue talking while walking around or looking for something that you need for the call, then you can do that too. All you do is unlock your iPhone while the call is still active on your Mac or your iPad, and you'll see a green bar along the top of the screen that says tap to return to call. If you tap that, you'll be taken back to the call screen where there's an audio button. Tap the audio button and then select iPhone to transfer the call back to your phone so that you can continue the conversation on your iPhone. Now, if all these devices calling you at one time becomes a little bit annoying, or you want to limit the number of distractions that you're getting and notifications, you can decide which devices are going to give you phone calls and which ones are not. So if you enabled your Mac and your iPad and suddenly you think maybe it wasn't a great idea to have my Mac receive calls, you can open your iPhone, go back to Settings, Phone, Calls on Other Devices, and then all you have to do is disable the switch next to the iPad or the Mac that you want to disconnect from your iPhone. And once you do that, you won't receive any more calls on that device. So there you go, some handy tips and tricks on how to make and receive phone calls on your iOS devices, but also on your Mac as well. That's about it for this episode, but everything I talked about, as well as a blog post with all this information, can be found on unpackingios.com. If you enjoy the show and you're not already a subscriber, please hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. It is free to subscribe and get all episodes for this podcast. Till next time, thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.